call in to Live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
I mean, that was weird. I don't think about Art Bell every day.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Meditate with Neelam, heard here on the third Tuesday of the month. Neelam left her job in the corporate world to search for a more fulfilling life, becoming a unique healing channel. Neelam is able to identify the root cause of the emotional trauma stored in cellular memories. Neelam helps her clients heal and release emotional wounds in their cellular memories. Please welcome Neelam back to News for the Soul.
Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to Divine Love Transmissions with Neelam. I'm coming to you live from London. It is 17th of September, and as I sit out looking out of my window, it's just so beautiful to see the colours of the leaves changing. And I absolutely love autumn, the yellow, the burnt orange, the copper colours. It's just such a beautiful season. And it's also very significant for what happens in our lives, these seasons. Because, you know, when the leaves are falling from the trees, we're letting go. And this year we've been doing a lot of purging, a lot of releasing, and a lot of letting go. So autumn is the month of letting go and clearing out and ready for a new chapter in our lives. And the energy of now is about new energies, new directions, new chapters. So on this show, we bring through beautiful beings of light from other dimensions. And the meditations that we do here are healing meditations for the soul. So for those of you who are new to the show, welcome. I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. I am an alchemist, a healer, and a channel. And I transmute and transform energy, trauma, emotional imprints, old belief systems and patterns that get stuck and trapped in the physical, emotional, mental, and energy body. And so by removing the imbalanced emotion and emotional charge of memory, we can bring the body's balance back into alignment and back into its divine path. Sometimes we lose our way, we get stuck in life, but just by clearing our energy field, we can bring our alignment back on track. And today's show is all about balance, and it's harvest season, so we'll be talking a lot about balance in today's show. On this show, we bring beautiful beings through, so they are all around us. They are in the other dimensions, in other vibrations. They are vibrating at a different frequency to us, so we cannot see them in the physical plane. Those of us who are intuitive in our channels and are using our third eye, we can connect with them. We can all connect with them, but it's whether we believe we can connect or not. The moment we call a being through, they are with us, they are around us, and they are there for us. So learning to use our intuitive gifts to connect with beings from other dimensions. And, you know, when you do connect, just calling beings of unconditional love to be around you and to support you on your journey. So today we have the Egyptian goddess Isis coming through, and she really wanted to come through in September, and I tend to channel her every September. And I realize that it's because she is the energy of balance. She teaches us to create balance in our lives, and if something's out of balance, she brings it to your attention. So it's absolutely perfect and divine that she's on today's show. And she'll be sharing her wisdom with us and her energy. So before I start the show, I just want to say a huge thank you to our online sponsor, and that is holycowhome.co.uk. She is an online business for home interiors, soft furnishing, jewelry, crystals, and I always call her an Aladdin's Cave of Riches. All items are fair trade, and if there's anything that you want sourced, she will find it for you. So thank you to Holy Cow Home, who makes these shows possible and supports from behind the scenes. So before we start our meditation journey, I usually like to give an energy update of what's been happening now. And we just had a very powerful full moon on Friday the 13th, and you know, there's a big omen around Friday the 13th and that it's a bad day, but actually Friday the 13th is actually a very lucky day. I've always seen it as a very lucky day. It's a powerful day, and this full moon was a really powerful portal for new directions. We have been receiving powerful downloads. The energy on the planet has been supercharged. There's new light codes coming in all the time, so new frequencies of light are hitting the planet. And as they hit the planet, they're also hitting our bodies, and we are changing. We are evolving at such fast speeds that we're just constantly trying to catch up with ourselves. So we receive the intuitive frequencies into our mind and then into our body, and it takes a while for the body to catch up with what's going on. So when we receive high frequencies of light, it's really important that we take time out, that we rest our bodies, that we sleep if we need to and if we feel tired. It's also important to drink lots of fluids, so water, eat high vibrational foods such as fruits and plant-based foods, foods with colouring, lemon water, ginger water, apples. I tend to eat a lot of apples when I know I'm going through an upgrade. I just don't fancy anything heavy, and I just turn to fresh produce and fresh fruits. So you will know when you are upgrading. Sometimes people get migraines or they just feel aches and pains in their bodies. Everything is changing, and I know I talk about this a lot, but our bodies are changing. We're taking our bodies to a higher vibration, and as we move vibration and as we ascend, we will become a lot more intuitive. We'll move into the heart space. We will connect with our intuitive abilities. We can all channel, and so we'll be starting to use those gifts more within us. So it's really magical what happens, but when a soul starts to awaken, it can feel very confusing and you can feel very lost. So I'm getting a lot of emails at the moment from people who are just feeling really lost right now. And you know, I'm offering 15-minute soul reading sessions to people, so you can find that on my website. But it's just to give you some guidance if you are feeling lost, because when I was at that stage, you just need some direction. And I remember I had a reading at that stage which really helped me get on track. So we are all, there's so many light workers out there to help you. So just see where you're drawn and explore yourself. It's really important to explore yourself. So at this time, the universe is asking us to be fluid, to be like water, to go with the flow. And it's really important to be present in the moment to navigate your life one day at a time, because we're moving into very new territory where we haven't been before. It hasn't been written before. We are bringing information, tools, and ways of healing and ways of doing things, new technologies on the planet. This is all new. So it's being gentle with ourselves, taking our time, navigating one day at a time, because it can feel quite fearful when you're stepping into new territory. But there is a lot of support from the higher realm, and they are here to assist us. So increasing our meditation, taking time to be still, and then taking action rather than taking action and doing all the time. Taking time to be still, that's when we really hear the guidance. So this year I've been channeling the Divine Feminine Energy and many goddesses and also the Divine Mothers. I was told right at the beginning of this year to do this. And what this is doing is, as we channel these frequencies, even through the radio shows, it's sending this energy across the airwaves. And this is the energy of balance. So the planet has to shift now. We're moving to a higher vibration, which means we need to see more equality on the earth, where men and women are treated as equals, where we are not so much in our heads, in our ego minds, control, power struggles, you know, manipulation. It's more about moving into the heart, creating balance in our lives, creating the energy of flow, the energy of compassion, kindness, care, equality, just using our intuitive gifts, and less forcing and more surrendering and trusting and working with the universe rather than trying to figure out everything by ourselves. So this is really important, what's happening, and I just felt very strongly the call to do these on the radio. And as you connect to the shows, you'll feel that energy in your body. It will help to rebalance your energy field. And it's also sending this intention and energy out into the world through the airwaves, which is really powerful. So the energy right now is also asking for light workers to step forward. And we are being called to the path of service to assist humanity. And, you know, when we all step forward, we become bright stars on the planet. And it's a lot to say that I am going to save the world or I'm going to heal everyone on the planet. That carries a lot of gravity and a lot of weight and a lot of responsibility. But it doesn't have to be like that now. We are all working together and we all lift each other. It's important to do your bit, just even if you help one person or 10 people, or if you have a very big mission to help thousands of people, whatever's calling to you, trust it, listen to it, and see how you can create it in the physical world. We are here to live a life of fulfillment, of expression, of creation, and enrichment, and that comes from listening to our soul. It comes from listening to our intuitive guidance and actually taking a step forward and creating it in the physical. So see where you are being drawn and what's coming up for you. So this week, as we head towards the equinox, autumn equinox, that's the time when day and night are in balance. And that's why the energy of balance is coming up very strongly. Today, I also picked a card for us, and it's actually, of course, it's perfect. It talks about the goddess Ishtar, and she talks about boundaries, and boundaries are also about balance. She says, love yourself enough to say no to others' demands on your time and energy. A sincere desire to give of service is wonderful. However, there's a distinction between giving of yourself and giving up yourself. If you feel tired, guilty, or resentful when helping others, then you're not truly helping them, are you? You're injecting poisonous energies into the relationship, and then no one benefits. So she says, step back and reassess the situation. As you respect your own boundaries, others will begin to respect you, recognize also your abilities and your gifts, and also they will look within themselves as well. So it's really important that we create this healthy balance of giving and receiving. And, you know, the universe works in these cycles of giving and receiving. This is the natural way of the universe. So you'll know when you're overgiving. You will feel tired. You'll feel depleted. You will feel resentful and angry. And that's not giving from an unconditional space of love. And I know when I feel like that, I step back. I step back and I think, like, where do I need to balance my energy? I usually take myself off to meditation, or I'll do some exercise, or I'll go to the park and I'll walk and be in nature, or I'll go to the forest. I'll breathe. Breathing is really powerful to just bring your balance back into your body. And then when I'm feeling centered and ready, then I will come and do my sessions. If I'm off, I make sure I get myself back on track, because I never like to turn up to a session where I don't want to be there. So Goddess Isis is coming through, and, you know, I absolutely love her. And she was very present in my life when I was searching. I'd got stuck in my life, and, you know, she would nudge me, and she came to remind me that you're here for more. You're not just here to be a mum, to be a wife, to be a carer. You've come for more. And so she is the goddess of balance and creation. And she would give me messages in my, and I wasn't even meditating then actually, she would just appear in front of me. And she would say to me that, yes, I know you're a good mother and I know you're a loving wife, but you've forgotten to explore yourself and to embrace your sacred work here on the earth, your creative gifts. And at that time, I didn't even know I had any creative gifts. I didn't know who I was. I'd lost my identity. So she guided me and she said, explore yourself. So I looked into meditation. I started meditating. I started to do some energy work. I started to have some energy work done on me. And I remember she guided me to do a past life regression. And she said, you're carrying a lot of imprints from your past lives. You're carrying a lot of memories. She said, you need to release them. And so when I had the past life regression done, it started to shift me. And I always say to people, have a regression done if you can. Discover who you have been in past lives. I often take people into past life and they've been queens and kings in ancient Egypt. And then you can see their gifts and what they did. You can see them in ancient Victorian times or Native American times. Our energy field stores all of our memories, all of the lifetimes where we've had gifts, where we've used our higher gifts. But we also have lifetimes where we've experienced trauma. So when we go into past life regression, we can access the trauma and clear it, but we can also connect and see our past life gifts. And this is actually a very empowering journey. And it shifted me from being the victim in my life and being stuck. It actually started to empower me. And I was curious then and I wanted to know more. So she always says, There's information in your past life memories. Explore yourself. And if you have had lifetimes in ancient Egypt, she will guide you to a past life regression because she wants to connect with you. She wants to activate those memories and she wants to help you be everything that you came to be in this lifetime. She often comes to me now and she smiles and she says, see, if you had not explored yourself, if you had not asked those deeper questions, look where you are now and what you are doing. And she said that, you know, we always have to explore ourselves. And she said, look, I knew you had it in you. You are a businesswoman, a mother, a nurturer, a teacher, a wise counsel, and a healer. And she reminds us that we have all of these attributes inside of us. We have many creative abilities. And it's only when we explore ourselves that we discover that we're not just mere mortals living a very ordinary life. We're actually powerful beings of light. And we're rediscovering ourselves on this planet. So Egyptian goddess Isis was worshipped by the people as being the goddess of the moon, the goddess of fertility and healing. She is regarded as one of the most important ancient deities because of her many functions in history. And as I said earlier, she was the ideal mother, wife, businesswoman. She was very feminine, yet very powerful and ultra strong. So she had that balanced energy of masculine and feminine. So she was connected deeply with her intuitive gifts, but also took inspired action and was very powerful in creation. She was a matron of nature and magic, and she believed to have natural, supernatural healing abilities. She was an alchemist, and she empowered women and was deeply compassionate, highly intuitive and psychic. Isis brought her murdered husband back to life and they conceived their son Horus, who was a falcon-headed pharaoh. Unfortunately, her husband Osiris was murdered beyond repair after conception, and Isis devoted her attention to raising Horus. Isis also convinced the sun god Ra to tell his secret names, that contained the vibrational tones that created instant manifestation. And so this is why she's known as an alchemist. She's an instant manifester. She knows the secret codes. So if you connect with Isis, she will help you connect and become a magical manifester. We can call on her assistance anytime and in many areas of our life. So if you want help with your business, you can call upon her. If you need help in creating more balance in your life, work-life balance, she will come and help you. If you want help with your intuitive abilities, she will help you. If you want to connect with becoming a magical manifester and alchemy, she will help you. She will be absolutely the role model of alchemy. She just really understood energy to a whole different level. So in 2019, she actually came to me and asked me to do a transmission. And this transmission was about women, and she wanted to just empower women to accept their female form. And she also wanted to clear public shaming, body shaming. When she asked me to run this event, it was on the 11th of September. And so I put out the date and I put it on my meetup group, and people, women actually, it was all women, it was a women's group. Women started to register. And I never realized actually until the day of the event that the event was actually here in the UK. We say the 11th of September, so 11th of the 9th. But in the USA, it's 9/11. So my event with Goddess Isis was on the 9/11 day. So you remember the Twin Towers and the catastrophe that happened. And here I am channeling Goddess Isis on 9/11. The penny dropped on the day, and I was wondering why all of my payments were pending and none of them were going through. I was being investigated, and so were all the people that were attending. And so when the group came together, we had 44 women, and Isis was asking us to clear her name because it had been used as public shaming. It was being linked to terrorism, and she's a queen, she's a goddess. So this energy had to be transmuted and transformed. Also, 2 days before the event, I was sitting in my kitchen, just relaxing, talking to my daughter, and Hurricane Irma came to me, and she said to me, "I dare you to channel me." And, you know, when I get a channeling, I just channel it. I don't think about it. But she was kind of prodding me and poking me as if I couldn't channel her. So I said, "I'll channel you. I don't mind. I'll get a piece of paper and I'll write it down." The channeling was really powerful, and she was very angry. Of course, she's a hurricane, and she wanted her message to get across to the people. So I put it on my Facebook page because I didn't think about it. I just thought, okay, I've received a channeling. And as a channel, you know, it's your responsibility to share the information rather than hold it back. In hindsight, maybe I wouldn't have shared it because it created a massive stir. As I put it up on Facebook, within half hour to 1 hour, it went viral. It had been shared by thousands and thousands of people. Most of the comments were very supportive, and they understood the message, and they said, "Yes, we need to understand that Mother Earth is kicking off. She's angry because we're not respecting the Earth." But there was a lot also of backlash, and there was a lot of public shaming, a lot of abuse at me, and I literally was shaken by it. I went into fear, and every time I looked at the channeling, and I thought, shall I delete this off my Facebook page? But when I looked at it, I said no, because my head said get rid of it. My heart said no, this is truth. This is being transparent. This is transmuting this energy. And this is Mother Earth speaking, and she's angry. So I left it. I held the comments in light. I held it in white light, and I just allowed them to just say whatever they needed to say. And I tried to take myself out of the situation and remember that it wasn't a personal attack on me. I was simply channeling the energy and the message. And actually, I had to experience all of that because the public shaming is something that comes up for light workers, which is why they don't step forward. They have memories from past life where they were publicly shamed, where they were violated and abused and mocked for their very sensitive intuitive gifts. And so this came up for me, and you know, this is one of the things that I kept me in hiding, not coming out into the public about who I actually was. And this is why I help light workers to release those past life wounds so that they can really embrace their gifts and step forward. And Goddess Isis also was helping us to do that. So it was so powerful, but it was the truth. So sometimes social media can be very harsh, but it's to remember in your heart and soul why you're here, what you're here to do, and just stay grounded to your truth. It's just so important. Okay? So, let's get you ready for meditation. And today we're going to just be doing a really nice centering meditation. And we're going to look at what's out of balance in our lives. So, you know, we look around at the world and there's just so much chaos right now. And current structures have to crumble. So you're going to see it in politics. You're going to see it everywhere in our lives. You're going to see it in every direction you look. You're going to see chaos right now. We are bringing down the old structures. They must crumble. They must fall to the ground so that new structures can be built in place that are more heart-centered, that are more compassionate and kind and uniting humanity rather than causing separation. So let's get you into the meditation and see what's coming up for you. So I'd just like you to take a few nice, long, deep breaths. And just start to get comfortable in your bubble. As we sit between the full moon and the autumn equinox, start to breathe into your stomach now. Nice, long, deep breaths. Remember to put your phones on silent and just forget about the outside world for now. It's time to go within. As you sit in your bubble, I want you to connect with your higher self. And your higher self is always connected to the universe. Your higher self is deeply loving and supportive of who you are. Your higher self knows who you have been and what you've come to do in this lifetime. So invite her in or invite him in and just connect. Also connect yourself to Source Creator and bring in the white light from Source into your being. And breathe into your heart. And breathe into your stomach. Imagine now your feet connecting to Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, as we also invite her into this space. Gaia. 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 and just allow the energy to move through you. Even if you cannot feel it, the energy is already starting to flow. We're also going to invite the energy of Goddess Isis to come into this space. Beautiful white gown, her golden crown, her loving, compassionate smile, and her loving eyes just looking at you. As she comes and sits down beside you, she will sit with you and she will show you, she will guide you to what is out of balance in your life. Inside our heart, we always know the truth, but sometimes we just deny ourselves our truth. We push down our emotions, we hope that it will go away. But it will keep popping up until we finally face it, until we finally honor it, and until we finally respect our truth. So in this space, this loving space of unconditional love, where you can be yourself, where you don't have to hide from your truth, allow all the things that are out of balance to come up to the surface to be looked at. Where do you need more balance? Is it your health? Or is it your joy, your passion? Are you making time for joy, for laughter, for fun? Or has life got very busy and very hectic and very heavy? It's important to create that balance where we have time for joy and time to recharge our batteries before we come back to our work. Where are you overgiving your home life? Running around with the children, cooking the dinner, but forgetting about you and your identity. When you look back at life, what will you remember? Who were you? Were you a mom, a carer, a nurturer? Or did you also have your own identity? This is very important to stand in your power, to respect yourself. Balance, dear one. Balance. Where are you giving from a depleted place? A tired space? Where are you not giving yourself love and listening to your body when you need rest? Rest, dear one. When you need time out, allow yourself to speak up. When you need to go to bed early, you go. When you want to read a book, learn, go on a course, do it. When you want to travel, go. You see, you are the creator of your life. You are the explorer, the researcher. You're here to experience human life. You are the creator and the manifester. Why hold yourself back when your heart tells you it wants to do something? Create those moments of joy, those moments and memories that will last a lifetime. Those experiences that when you look back, you will remember and smile. Balance. The importance of balance in our lives. Think about your breath. If you are constantly breathing out, you would have no oxygen in your lungs. You would have no life. The entire universe operates in the cycle of giving and receiving in balance. We ask you to create this balance in your life. Breathing in and receiving. Breathing out and giving. When you see the chaos in the world, do you get pulled? Do you become a loose leaf blown about in the wind? Or do you breathe into your center? Go into your meditation. Bring in the white light and connect your feet to Mother Earth. This is how you center yourself. And then anything can be happening in the world and it won't pull you. You will become the tree, deeply rooted and centered. And from this space you can act. Not when you're overwhelmed, when you are in fear, when you are anxious, or when you are angry. This is when you take that time out and breathe. Why is your heart sad, dear one? Why is your heart sad? What do you need in your life to bring back that joy? It's safe to ask these questions of yourself. Sometimes we block out and we tell ourselves that we don't deserve. That we can't have, that it's not possible for us. Everything is possible, dear one. Everything is possible when you believe. If you want to create a successful business, call on me. I will help you. I will guide the way, I will drop clues. I will give you ideas. call on me, I am here in limitless supply. If you want to create more balance in your relationship, call on me and I'll show you where your masculine and your feminine is out of balance. Maybe you are controlling too much, pushing and forcing, or maybe you're too sensitive. You just need some balance. Move your energy, dear ones. Move your Kundalini energy through your body. Open up your chakras. They are portals to other worlds. They are portals to other dimensions. They get stuck with heavy emotions. They become out of balance. They need to flow and turn. They need to sparkle brightly with their colors. Clean your energy out of your body, just like you service your car. Move your energy, and then your life will flow. Your crown, your connection to the universe. Here we speak to you. We connect with you. If that is blocked, you do not hear us. Everything is black and white, but there's a lot of color in the universe. Open your crown and receive. Your third eye, in the middle of your brow, let it spin, dear one. Let it spin. Here, it's like Aladdin's magic carpet. You can fly to other worlds and dimensions, discover the cosmos. How far do you want to go? How far do you want to go? Here we connect with our intuition, our sacred gifts. Here we see what's beyond the illusion. Connect with your throat and let that wheel spin. Your soul expression, your soul song. Suppression leads to disempowerment, dear one. Expression leads to joy and fulfillment. Allow yourself to express your truth. Speak with love. Your voice has a resonance, a frequency, a tone. You were given your voice for a reason. As Rumi once said, it is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Remember not to shout, but to speak with love. Connecting with your heart, your beautiful heart, a gateway to abundance, manifestation, love. Here you feel us all around you, but you must trust in us, flow, and open your heart. We are here. Here you will feel our love. Let your solar plexus and your stomach spin. This is your power center. And this is where I will help you the most, to help you activate your past life gifts, to stand in your power, not to be codependent, but to stand in your own unique strength and power. Respect, honor, balance. Take back your power. Your sacral. Activate this chakra. Watch it spin. The orange, the fire, the passion, the desire. Here you birth your ideas. Here the land is fertile for growth. What seeds do you want to plant that you wish to harvest in future months? You must plant the seeds in order to reap the rewards and the harvest. If nothing is planted, there will be no harvest. So remember, plant the seeds and watch them grow. And moving down to the base of your spine. Your root, like a tree, deeply rooted and connected to Mother Earth, rooted in your body, for you are here to ground your ideas here on Earth. It's why you are here. We can be up in the clouds in our dream world, but we have to take action here on the earth plane. So ground your feet into the earth. Very important. Ground your ideas and let them grow. When we start to embrace our divine gifts, when we start to embrace our creative powers, it leads to a life of joy, fulfillment, passion, passion for purpose, passion for service. Our heart expands in joy. And it no longer feels like work. We lose all sense of time. We move beyond time when we do something we love. when you stand in your power, in your magnificence. Your energy is magnetic. People will feel your beauty. They will feel your energy. Like a bright light, they will be drawn to you. Your energy will give them hope, inspiration, guidance. They will also want to be like that. They will wonder, what is it that you do to be like that? And then you'll be able to guide them to the tools that you used and how you came back into your balance and your center. Remember, dear ones, to create balance in all aspects of your life, your physical and your spiritual life. The sun, the moon, the earth, the elements, we are all connected, we are all one, connecting mind, body and spirit creates alignment and balance. Raise your vibration. Raise your vibration. And it will take you to other worlds. You will see what's really out there. You will see what's in the cosmos. You will hear, you will feel, you will open your senses. Explore, dear ones, explore. I will come with you if you need. I'm right beside you. Make the impossible possible. You see, there are no limits in the universe. Sometimes we say the sky is the limit, but I say go beyond that. There is no limit if you believe. There is no limit if you believe. Reap the rewards, dear ones, of all the hard work you have done. For all the acts of kindness and generosity and giving, allow yourself to be rewarded in this space by receiving. Always make time to receive. It is so important for balance. It is so important to love yourself as much as you love others. Balance. As the leaves fall off the trees, or if it is spring where you are, letting go. Letting go of what no longer serves you. And getting ready for a new chapter in your life, because we are changing. We are evolving. We are moving. Allow yourself to move. Allow yourself to dream. Your time is now. Taking a deep breath into your stomach. Taking a deep breath into your heart. and bring you back, slowly bringing you back into this space, becoming aware of your body, becoming aware of your senses, becoming aware of your hands and your feet, as we thank Goddess Isis for her guidance, for her love, and for her support in knowing that she is always there for us in many aspects of our life, remembering to create balance, remembering to love ourselves enough to receive. Taking a few deep breaths as we bring you back into this space, fully aligned and fully present, fully aligned and fully present. If you have some water after this meditation, please have it. And also remember that this recording will be in the archives, so you can listen to it at any time you wish. When you are feeling that you are in a state of chaos or fear or anxiety, you can do any of the meditations that I have on my archives under Neelam Manocha, and